We appreciate them so much. Amen. The book of Judges chapter 21. We want to begin to read verse number 19. Book of Judges chapter 21, verse number 19. Then we'll be turning to the book of Habakkuk. Judges chapter 21, verse number 19. Then they said, "Behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly, in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebanon. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see and behold if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance in dances. Then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin." The book of Habakkuk. Amen. The book of Habakkuk, chapter number 3, verse number 2, the Bible said, "O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known in wrath. Remember mercy." Amen. I want to preach to us this morning, if the Lord will help us, just for a little while. Oh, may I have this dance. Amen. May I have this dance. Would you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to touch us this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know it's not by mind, nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. Lord, it's nothing in what we've done. Lord, it's not in our words, but it's in the anointing that you would give us this morning. How we pray that you send your anointing in this house. You touch every heart, every life. You would quicken us by your Spirit, that you would revive us this morning. Our sin and renewing and a fresh oil in this house. How we're thankful, God, for what you've already done. We ask you to have your way in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. I want to preach this morning on "May I Have This Dance." We read to you in the book of Judges, and it's a very, very troublesome and a very gory thought to think that the sin that the men of Benjamin committed. But if you would read in those chapters preceding this chapter, you'll find such a sin that the children of Benjamin had committed that it's not, I don't even want to mention it in the pulpit this morning, lest the Lord lead it. It's just something I don't like to talk about, but just a horrible thing that the sons of Benjamin had done. And the Bible said that after they had committed such a thing, that the children of Israel, the rest of the tribes of Israel, had rose up to go and to slay the children of Benjamin. They had committed such a wicked thing that they were going to come against them and take them out and remove them, just wipe them out from being what they were. But the Bible says that there was a few men that survived the attack on the children of Benjamin. There were a few men that survived them. But the children of Israel, after they had attacked these men and after they had done what they had done, they made a covenant amongst them one another. That covenant amongst themselves was that not one of them would give their daughters to be a wife of one of the sons of Benjamin. Not one of them. He said if the covenant was that if they gave their sons to be a wife of one of the children of Benjamin, that they would be cursed, they would be removed. And so they made a covenant amongst themselves that they would not take to their daughters one of the sons of Benjamin. But the Bible said that they began to come together one day and realize that there was some sons of the of Benjamin left, and they were still children of Israel, and they were still part of the inheritance that God would give His people. And so they decided, they said, "Listen, there's something we've got to do. We can't just let them go without an inheritance. We can't just let them go without something, because they're the children of God. They're still the children of Israel. And we've got to let them marry somebody. There's got to be somebody that the children of Benjamin can marry." Amen. And so they made a covenant amongst one another, and they decided that there was a feast over in Shiloh yearly. There was a feast going on called the Bible. The Bible doesn't say it here, but we know it as the Feast of Tabernacles. It was a very joyous feast, a feast that was full of joy and praises and singing to God. Amen. It was full of dancing and singing and rejoicing of how God had brought them out of where they
were and how God had settled them and how they tabernacled in the wilderness. And it was a very joyous feast. And the Bible said that these men said, listen, let's take the sons of Benjamin. Let's hide them in the bushes. He said, and those yearly, those virgins from Shiloh, they come dancing through the vineyards. They come dancing through there praising the Lord. It wasn't an ungodly dance. It wasn't a dance in a tutu and a, amen, leotard coming through there. It wasn't a dance with a man, but it was a dance that God, amen, God glorified. It was a dance of the virgins. It was a dance of praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord. I'm telling you, we're living in an hour now, amen, that the dances that is going on in some of the places that are called the house of God, amen, are learned, amen, down in a school somewhere. Amen. But the dance that God gives me in the Holy Ghost, you can't learn that step. Amen. You can't learn how to do that in a school somewhere. And these children, these virgins would come out dancing in dances and praising the Lord. And the sons of Benjamin were to lie in wait. And when they seen one that they liked coming through the virgins, dancing through the vineyards, they were to go out there and take to them themselves, one of the wives, one of the virgins of Shiloh. Amen. They were to go and to interrupt their dance and ask them for their hand in marriage. They were to go and to stop them. Amen. This thing that they were doing, this dance that they were doing, it was an ordinary part of their worship. It was an ordinary thing. It happened yearly. It was a yearly routine. But all of a sudden, one year, they're dancing through the vineyards, and there's an interruption in their dance, and those boys would step out and said, ma'am, amen, you may not know who I am, but I want to ask you, may I have this dance? May I interrupt? Amen, I want to tell you this morning that on a Sunday morning it's an ordinary service on an ordinary month of the year, but I want to tell you that God would love in this service to come by and to interrupt what we're doing. I believe without a shadow of a doubt we need a divine interruption in this service this morning. I believe if we could have the heavens open, I believe we could see God reaching out His hand and saying, may I have this dance this morning? May I take you out of your ordinary, I God, and pull you close to me, I God, and dance with you this morning. I don't know about you, amen, but things are so hectic, and things are so busy, and things are so troublesome in this world. I need God to come down in this service this morning and interrupt. I said, interrupt everything I'm doing. I don't know about you, but hey man, things are busier now than they've ever been. I know it is for you. We do most of our praying driving down the road. Our God, we're running to and fro throughout the whole earth. We got more going on tonight or today than we've ever had going on before. We're constantly busy. Hey man, going here and there and yonder. I wish I could preach to you this morning. Hey man, we're always running. Hey man, we run out of time with God. We run out of time for God, and we run out of the thoughts about God. We find ourselves, amen, constantly caught up in the routine of what we're doing. But I believe that God would come by here this morning and wants to interrupt. I don't know about you, but I'd like to take Him by the hand. I don't know about you, but I'd like to take some time with the Lord. I believe God wants to come by here this morning. I got an interrupt your life. I believe God wants to come by here this morning, reach out His hand and say, may I have, our God, may I have this dance. God help us this morning. Habakkuk was a man, amen, that just like us. Habakkuk, over in the book of Habakkuk chapter 3, we read about Habakkuk's prayer. Amen. Habakkuk was a lot like us. Habakkuk in the second chapter, he had pronounced judgment. He had prophesied judgment that was coming against his country. Now if you're sitting here this morning and you don't believe that judgment's coming to America, I'm not sure that you believe the Bible. That's right, amen. If you don't believe, amen, that God's going to reach down His hand, the Bible said that that nation that forgives God shall be turned into hell. I know we're interceding, we're doing all we can, amen, to try to stop what's going on, but I'm telling you, amen, just like in Habakkuk's day, we know that judgment's coming. We know that something's about to take place. I know they got the movies out coming out, that 2012 movie coming out about the end of the world. Well, I don't put much into that. You know why? Amen. Because that's a prediction. The Bible tells us that no man knows the hour and no man knows the day. You know what that 2012 movie is? It's trying to put fear in the people of God. If you ain't got right in 2009, you better not wait to 2012 and try to get right with God. Amen. If you ain't right by 2010, I got, why are you going to wait till 2012 and quit trying to get right with God? I believe God would come by and tap you on the shoulder this morning and say, I know you're busy and I know you got a lot going on and I know you're in the midst of a lot of things, but can I interrupt? May I interrupt on a Sunday morning? Can I come by and take some time to talk to you? Can I take some time this morning to revive your heart? Can I take some time right here this morning and speak to your mind? Can I talk? May I have this dance? Hey. He seen that judgment was coming. He knew what was coming against his country. And Habakkuk said these words. He said, Lord, I've heard thy speech and was afraid. Huh? Yeah. I've heard thy speech and was afraid. I heard what's coming and it scares me. Come on now. I'm not talking about reading the Left Behind series. They ain't got no insight on the coming of the Lord. Yeah, amen. I know Kirk Cameron's a good actor. Amen, but that ain't got no insight on the coming of the Lord. Amen. I heard your speech, Lord, and I was afraid. I'm telling you, if you ever been ready, you need to be ready right here this morning. God, I don't know. I grew up old time Church of God. They told me He could come right now. Yeah. Amen. They preached to me He could come any moment. I still believe that. Amen. I believe He could come right here in this morning sermon. I believe He could come by and interrupt. Amen. This little bitty sermon. I believe He could come by and interrupt our daily routine. Tap us on the shoulder and say, it's time for you to dance with me a while. It's time for you, our God, to take my hand. It's time for you, our God, to join up with me for a little while. I would to God, God, interrupt your schedule this morning and talk to your soul. I say, Lord, rip the lid of my soul open. Look down inside of me and tell me what I need to hear. Amen. Habakkuk said, I heard your speech and was afraid. He said, revive thy work in the midst of the ears. What is he saying? In the middle of it all, I want you to come down and revive your work. He said, in the midst of the years, in the middle of all this that we're going through, in the middle of all these troubles, in the middle of all this, in the middle of all this judgment, Lord, would you revive your work? Lord, I need you. I got this morning right in the middle of it all. I got to come by and interrupt what I'm doing. I got, if we ever needed an interruption, we need an interruption this morning. Amen. When's the last time we fell in the altar and we wept our way through, amen, to the throne of God? I love singing. I love running. I love dancing. I love doing all of that. I'm telling you, my wife will get to singing at the home church or most any church. Amen. It'll break loose. We love it. Amen. We love it. Amen. But you know what I need? More than I need a dance or a shout, I need God to come by and tap me on the shoulder and say, I know you're busy with your job, and you're busy with your ministry, and you're busy with your schedule, and you're busy with your family, and you're busy with this, but I need a dance. I need an interruption. I need to talk to your soul. I don't know about you, but it's been so hectic. I'd like to step back this morning and say, Lord, this is it. I'm going to give you my hand. I'm going to turn myself over. I'm going to let go and let God. I need an interruption. I need a revival. I need a restoration. I need a healing. God, would you interrupt? Now, I don't know much about dancing. Only dancing I knew before I got saved was the Tootsie Roll, the Cabbage Patch, and the train. Anybody remember the train? I know you remember the train. But from what I understand, is that a good dancer, number one, needs a good lead man. And that dancer, amen, she follows his hand. And a good dancer, he doesn't have to whisper to her, dip, twist, turn, right, left, no. But just a slight, and it's not even a push of his hand, but just a slight move of his hand in a direction, she learns to move. My God, with the slight pressure of his hand. When's the last time we got so sensitive to what God was trying to do? Amen. That when God's hand began to move, we just move with God's hand. Amen. When God's hand began to push, we just push with God's hand. Amen. When's the last time, my God, you had an interruption? When's the last time God flooded your soul? When's the last time God restored your mind and your heart? When's the last time he reached out his hand and said, may I have this dance? In the middle of it all, I need you to come down and revive your word. In the middle of this ordinary, in the middle of my routine, you get so caught up. Listen, some of you so caught up this year with recession. Hey, amen. You thought yesterday was Christmas, and Christmas is just 2 weeks. Hey, amen. That's how busy we are. Hey, come on now. Hey, amen. Oh, hey, amen. But oh, when's the last time God put everything on hold? God mashed the pause button in our life, and we felt Him. Listen, you can have a touch of God with a shout. You can have a touch of God with a victory march. You can have a touch of God. And I tell you, amen, where you're going to get your strength is when God reaches out His hand and says, let me and you talk a while. Let me and you, come on, come together a while. May I have this dance? I believe God's reaching out His hand and saying, may I have this dance this morning. Amen. I remember that leprous man. 10 lepers came to Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us. Amen. Jesus said, I want you to go on the road to the priest's house. I want you to go show yourself to the priest. That was the ordinary thing. That was the traditional thing to do. Amen. So they went along the traditional road. I believe some of us this morning may be stuck. Amen. On that road to the priest's house. We're stuck in what traditionally should be done and how it should traditionally go. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, right in the middle of that all, of all of that, the Bible said, one of them looked down and realized he was healed. He was made whole. Amen. That he was missing had come back. That he was missing had been restored. Amen. Right in the middle of it all, God reached down and touched him. Right in the middle of the ordinary, God reached down and done a work in his life. Out in the middle of the ordinary road to the priest's house, he realized God's done it. And it ain't the priest that's going to heal me. My God, but it's that man named Jesus. My God, that done the work. Oh, what's going to happen this morning in this house when somebody takes the Savior by the hand and say, I'll give you that dance. Amen. How many ever heard life called the dance? Come on. Garth Brooks used to sing about the dance. Oh, watch out, Brother Scott. Don't sit there and look at me like you don't know who Garth Brooks is. Good gracious. Look at me so sanctimonious. Some folks look at me like they don't know who Garth Brooks is. Hey man, he used to sing about the dance. Amen. Anybody remember that song? Shame on you. I'm just playing. Hey man, he's talking about the dance. And we know what he's talking about, don't we? Every day. Come on. Every day. Every Monday morning. The dance. Come on, man. Hey man, wake up in the morning, put your clothes on, go to work. The dance. Take your job by the hand. Tango all day long. Spin out of that dance. And grab your family by the hand. And dance a while. Spin out of that. Get a little bit of personal time. And take your personal problems by the hand. Spin out of that. Try to go back to sleep. And spin right back in the tango. The very next morning. I know what God wants to do this morning. But the sad thing is that part of our dance is church. And on Wednesdays we spin out of work. We spin with Brother Joe. And we dance a while in the house of God. The usual routine. We practice it so long. Hey man, whole Pentecostal churches, they don't have brochures that tell you what's going to happen in the service because we've got it memorized. Come on. Hey man, and we know how to dance. And we know how to go. Am I making any sense? Hey man, and we know how to go through it. We know how to step. Hey man, we know how to do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We know how to do that 2 choir song. Hey man, 2 special song. Us preaching a little bit of altar service. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. Come on now. Amen. We know how to go through that. But my God, I know some of you came here this morning. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Amen. You just come in this sermon. Amen. Looking for just an ordinary sermon. I know some of us are just Sunday morning Christian. You just come here. Amen. To fulfill your Sunday morning obligation. But I would to God right here this morning. I feel the hand of the Lord reaching down and saying, may I have, amen, a personal talk with you. May I reach down my hand. You slide your hand in my hand. I got it. We dance a while. And I show you how much I love you. And I show you how much I care for you. And I show you how much I want to move in your life. May I have this dance. Amen. May I interrupt? May I interrupt? Your usual routine. Some of you need healing, but you won't slow down long enough for God to touch you. God is a gentleman. Jesus Christ, at Church of Laodicea, they kicked him out the door. You know what he did? He didn't get up and storm back in. They kicked Jesus out. He turned around and knocked on the door. David was a man. That was a man after God's own heart. I'm trying to hurry. He was a man. I feel the Holy Ghost. He was a man after God's own heart. Amen. He was carrying the ark of the Lord the wrong way. He was carrying it on a cart. We remember the story of how his friend reached out and touched the ark and God killed him. David got scared. David sent the ark to Obed-Edom's house. Obed-Edom began to be blessed. Everything that he touched was blessed. And all of a sudden word got back to David of how the ark was blessing Obed-Edom. And David decided that he was going to try it again. But listen to what David was going to do. How many remember how the ark was supposed to be carried?
It was supposed to be carried through the staves, through the rings on the shoulders of the priest. On the shoulders of the Levite. Amen. That's how it's supposed to be. Amen. But David said, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to go beyond that. He said, I'm going to carry it that way. He said, I'm going to take 6 steps and I'm going to sacrifice. 6 steps and sacrifice. 6 steps and sacrifice. He had a routine, didn't he? Come on now. He had a routine he was going to go through. Amen. He started carrying that ark. Amen. They had the trumpets blowing. They had the tambourine shaking. They had every instrument going. They had the choir singing in their robes. Amen. They had it all going. He had the ark and he'd go before the ark. He'd take 6 steps and he'd sacrifice. He'd take 6 steps and he'd sacrifice. And I believe that David got to looking around and got so caught up in what was going on. Amen. Till finally God come by and tapped David on the shoulder. Amen. You see, the commandment of God was just that the Levites carried on the shoulder. It wasn't all of that. It wasn't in all of that routine and all of that tradition and all of that steps. I want to tell you, Christianity ain't about 6 steps and a sacrifice. I want to tell you, serving God ain't about your traditions and your works. Come on now, it ain't about, amen, what you can do. It ain't about what you've done last week. Amen, it ain't about how much you prayed or fasted. Amen, I'll tell you, it ain't in 6 steps and a sacrifice. Amen. God come by to David. David got to looking around. I believe David got to watching. And I believe David realized it ain't in this routine. And it ain't in this tradition. And the Bible said that somewhere in the middle of it all, David broke out dancing before the Lord. I believe in the midst of all of his routine, in the midst of his 6 steps and a sacrifice, I believe God said, David, may I have this dance? And David turned it loose. And David let go. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might. Oh God. I know this morning we may have some Sunday morning Christians in here that this is the only service we'll see you in until next Sunday morning. Amen. But I'm telling you, it ain't in because I went to church on Sunday morning. It ain't in because I done this or because I done that. But we get so stuck in being Christian that we don't know Christ. We get so stuck, amen, and having His label, amen, but not knowing Him personally. Come on now. We get so stuck in just going through the motions. And God's standing out. May I have this dance? Huh? May I have this dance? I'll tell you what some of you need this morning. You think you need a loan from the bank. You think you need a new car, a new house, or some new clothes. What you need is slip your hand into God's hand. Let Him lead you to the dance floor. Pull you up close to Him. Him wrap His arms around you. And you and Him just dance. Just take some time. Let Him whisper in your ear how He feels about you. You need God to reach out His hand. Say, may I have this dance? But Lord, I'm so busy. I got so much on my mind this morning. I'm not concerned about all of that. I'll take care of all of that. You just put your hand in my hand. Let me lead you over here. Come on now. God, I need an interruption. Lord, my life is such a mess. I need you to interrupt. Pause button, Lord. Hit the pause button, Lord. On my life, let everything just stand still. Let me just stand in your presence. Surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance with you, Jesus? Come on. You're in the house here this morning. And I believe I'm talking to everybody. Lord, I just want to have this dance. I've been so busy. I just need to take that dance. Lord, I hadn't had time to pray all week long. Just a little prayer here and there. I ain't had the time of devotion with you. I ain't had time to get intimate with the Lord. I want to tell you this morning, God's reaching down His hand in the midst of Grace Street Church of God and asking you, may I have this dance? Would you stand all over the house? May I interrupt? My wife will come. May I interrupt your busy schedule? May I interrupt? How many see God's hand reaching out? Say, may I have this? How many see that this morning? How many feel God pulling? How many feel God doing it? I know. I wish we could shout, but I'll tell you this morning, this is going to help us. This is going to help us right here. May I have this dance? May I have this dance this morning? May I interrupt your life? May I interrupt your life? May I interrupt your life? Will you take some time for me? Will you take some time for the Lord? Just cut in. Lord, just break up what's going on and cut in and say, may I have this dance this morning? Oh, God, somebody slip your hand in the hand of the Lord this morning. Come on, feel God. Come on, feel God. Feel God. Come on. Amen. Let Him take over. Let Him take control.
Melted. more, yes, more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I don't want to be without the Lord. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I can't make it without the Lord. He made the mountains and the sea. He's in control of everything. All creatures great and small, and He knows my name. He knows every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'm gonna be alright. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. And I know that He knows my name. Every step that I
I want to encourage you this morning, if you're here in the house of the Lord with us, I know some have already left, some are still praying this morning, if you would, direct your attention right up front here this morning. If you're not praying with someone, you can find someone to pray with. And these that are still praying, I want you to be encouraged this morning. If you feel the Spirit of God working in your life, keep praying, don't give up. You got plenty of time this morning to call upon the Lord's name. Just reach up to Him while He's reaching down to you right here on this Sunday morning. To get a hold of your heart, to work in you, to help you. He's got your good in mind. He's concerned about you. How many of you this morning would agree with me that God is concerned about His people?
That's right.
Isn't that true? Sisters, would you gather around this morning? Let's just believe God together. I know a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Would you stretch your hand this way? Or would you come up front? Would you help us pray right now in Jesus' name? God knows our every need. Yes, He does. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're hurting with. Lord, I just ask You to help us as we spend a little quality time with You, Jesus. As we spend quality time with You, Jesus. Oh, yes.
He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. No, I'm gonna be alright. He knows my name. Death that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry.
He knows my name.
Knows what you need. Give it to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to encourage you to give your problem to the Lord right here this morning. You got something that's bothering you? Lay it at the feet of Jesus this morning. Give it all to Him. He knows what you're in need of. Lay it at His feet.
But I know. Jesus knows my name.
Oh, yes, He does.
He knows my name. Oh. Hallelujah. I don't know what to